Welcome back to Music's Journey podcast, where you can hear more about the artist, the band, the lyrics, and music. I'm your host, Kim Sear. Before I jump into the interview with female pop artist Dani Doucette, there are a few things that I would like to go over first. If you enjoy today's show, please consider leaving us a rating and a review. The more positive the rating, the easier it is to find the show. It really helps to grow the community that we are trying to develop here. If you are someone that is new and has recently discovered or found our podcast, welcome. We are really excited to have you here, so please make sure you subscribe and stay tuned to all of our future podcasts. To everybody listening, please take a snapshot of this podcast and post this onto your Instagram story. Hashtag Music's Journey Podcast and Now and Then Magazine, as well as pop artist Dani Doucette. So that's D-A-N-I, and the last name is D-O-U-C-E-T-T. She is phenomenal. You're going to love her. So anyway, back to our podcast with female pop artist Dani Doucette.
It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With our special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
I have such a great show for you guys here today. My very special guest is Canadian female pop artist Dani Doucette, and she is here to talk about her evocative new single and video. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. So welcome to the show, Dani Doucette.
Hi, thank you so much, Johnny. Thank you, Kim.
How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm great. I'm sitting in my backyard, and we just had some rain here, so it's nice and nice and crisp.
Oh, nice and crisp. Man, it's still stinking hot here. It's really hot here. We have an international podcast here, so a lot of people that might not know your music yet. So we want to start at the beginning for you and Tell everybody how you started singing and songwriting, because it wasn't your first career. You were really good at modeling. So talk about the beginning of this for you.
Yeah, it's really funny. You're the second person that has asked me that question. However, I think the best way to actually talk about my journey as an artist has been, I've always been an artist. I started writing when I was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. However, just what was the most prevalent in my life was the modeling career, because that was kind of what drove me and put me more in a public eye as far as like the career part. Mm-hmm. But as far as my artistry, I've always written music starting when I was six, and I've always composed music. So it was just like about timing and when I was ready to really show people that other part of myself. Mm-hmm. It's not that I was not an artist, all the way through. It's just that modeling kind of was just the one thing that, you're in pictures everywhere and you're shown everywhere. So artistry, it takes time to really to show people what you want to show them. It's a very introverted, almost like personal part of yourself.
Yeah, very intimate part of yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's funny, as much as people think known for modeling or whatever, it was just literally just timing for me and just being ready to share that other part of me. So to answer your question, I started singing and songwriting and writing and performing at six. My father was a musician, so it just kind of was like this natural progression into sharing a passion with him. And then over the last 10 years, I've really just been honing in on my songwriting and really just figuring out what I want to share with people. So it's been a really fun process. And this year I have a lot of music that I am going to be releasing that I've written over the years, some new, some old. So
very nice. Now, I know that you had special influences, as you said, mentioning your father. What were the musical influences for you in the house? What kind of music?
Oh, my dad played everything. It was really fun, but he loved his rock and roll. So, honestly, our place is just full of music, full of instruments all the time. He took me to my first concert when I was probably 10 or 11, and I saw Amanda Marshall.
Oh, I love her. She is one of my all-time favorite artists.
I know. So, have you ever seen her live?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. That's the first time I ever saw her and knew her music. Is a friend of mine. I had gone on a date and he took me to see her, and it was just like, oh, I fell in love with her instantly. Instantly. She plays up north still every once in a while.
Oh, cool.
At Deerhurst. Yeah.
like, for her to be, I think, my first real concert, seeing a woman perform, it was the moment where I'm like, I just really want to do that. Like, the way that she captivated the audience and mm-hmm. told her story and left her heart there on the stage, I was like, who is this amazing goddess?
Did you see her at Massey Hall?
I saw her in London, Ontario. I saw her at the London, what is it called again? I think it's actually just closed, too. London City Orchestra.
Oh, okay. I know where you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that was my first one. But I think my music influence is definitely her. I grew up loving to sing, like, singing soul, very, like, those types of songs that, like, Amanda Marshall. Also R&B, like, Alicia Keys was a really big, an artist that I just love to sing. I love to play piano and kind of emulate her a bit, but
You can hear those elements of R&B and that kind of feel, you know, along with the electronic track fusions that you have in your music, but you can hear, you know, your play to that.
You know, it's just trying to find out how all of those influences work for yourself, because it is just really important. Like, for me, I never wanted to, you know, emulate anybody or, like, try to be like anybody, but definitely those things have shaped me as for the music that I really love to make,
Well, like a lot of other artists, you know, they have another profession prior to, like, a lot of them are hockey players or, you know, they did other things, you know, prior to becoming an artist. And I would imagine, you know, being a model would have, you know, given you that discipline and that focus, you know, that is needed, you know, in songwriting and storytelling. So tell us, you know, how those two mold together for you and what the experience was from going from modeling right into music as something that you've loved all along.
Yeah, no, that's a really great question. To be honest, you know, when you look at all artists these days, the branding aspect and the marketing aspect of it is really important. So I think that the fact that I was in front of a camera, like, at a young age, so how it all started in a short short sentence is I was scouted for Model Search America. And then from there, I was 14 years old. I was scouted globally. Mm-hmm. And then I started to travel on my own. So how that's really helped me with music is definitely, like, I was thrown to the wolves really young. Mm-hmm. And just like music, there's criticism with every part of the modeling acting industry. It really helps me develop, like, a thick skin really young.
You need it in this industry. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you hear no, like, more times than you hear yes. And it's just like getting used to rejection and then now, you know, the great part about it is I've been able to really, like, fuse my love for fashion and my my comfortability in front of a camera that I'm able to fake really well.
Well, you're able to throw.
I'm actually really quite shy, which is really weird. It's just really been a great way to, I'm really glad that I've had that runway experience, because, hey, when you walk on a stage, it's basically the same thing, except now I'm, you know, singing to you at the same time. So.
Well, it also lends to the creativity. You know, modeling does, and being in fashion and all of that stuff, you know, it ignites something that's in you, and you have that pulse of what's happening, you know, today and in the moment. And that, I think, would lend, you know, a really big hand, you know, when it comes to your video and just the vision that you have in your music, and giving it that extra step up that a lot of other artists that are, you know, starting out don't have, because you have had experience, you have heard the no's, and you're able to be able to put that into your journey here, starting in music, and being able to understand, hey, this is what I'm going to hear. It's not going to affect you the same. And like you said, social media and you know, all the comments and things that could come out there, you're already through all that. So you're ready, where a lot of the younger artists out there, you know, they're hearing that stuff for the first time, especially now with everything everybody's going through. You know, people are very vocal, you know, with their inspirations and things, you know, that aren't so kind a lot of the time, out on social media, and they don't care what's happening on the other end of it. You know, they just evoke, you know, anything that they're feeling. And so you've been there, done that. So I think that, you know, that's a really big plus, you know, to have on your side. So I'm really, really happy about that for you, that you, you know, at least got that stuff out of the way. So that's the main thing. But your creativity is off the charts. You're pretty cool.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thanks, Kim. No, I really like, I love having my hands in all of the pieces of it. That's definitely my favorite part of it. Like right now we're planning a huge like EPK, which is basically the show from top to bottom, and planning the looks for that and planning how it's going to feel on stage and trying to create that suspense with lighting and however that's going to feel. Like I love wearing all of the hats and all of this creation, which is really fun. And you know, to go back to like what you were just saying with like, you know, the modeling and that experience, the great thing about that too is I've literally had to run my own business my whole life.
Almost. Oh, yes. Right? So, and that's a full-time job by 10.
You know, yeah, exactly. Like I'm the one that's responsible for me and there's nobody else that's like helping me get a job. Like it's like I walk in, I shake a hand like basically every single time I go for a casting and it's like a nonstop job interview your whole life. So
I hear you. I hear you, girl, on this one. Do I ever hear you? I got to wear every hat during the day and I have to get everything from the magazine to the podcast to, you know, the social media, everything, the photography. Yeah, I hear you.
Don't you feel like, I'm sure you probably feel this way, but it's like, it's so like obviously draining, but it's so rewarding in your own sense. You're like, wow, like I'm able to accomplish anything. You know?
Well, yeah, because you face hard work, right? I look at it going, I know this is going to be hard, but at the end of it, I'm so proud of it. And it's just like, you know what? I did it. I got through that. It's just like, because like this week's one of those weeks where like we've got 17 podcasts to do.
Wow.
And that's like insane, you know, when it comes to everything else that, we have to do. But, you know, it's just one of those record weeks. And I got through last night saying, I got through that day. So then I'm starting today, even more interviews in one day going, I'll get through this one too. But that's what you do, right? And it just, it feeds off of, you know, I can walk through that fear and walk through the next one. And you know what? I always think that it's going to be the roughest week. But when you get through it, it's just it's a really cool feeling when you get through it, right?
Oh, yeah, so true. And I don't know about you, but, like, there's definitely what I've been trying to do more so recently, especially with all of the exciting things that are kind of happening right now and the focus on everything with the Craved video and song and everything happening this year is just trying to, like, actually take a moment to sit back and reflect on, like, the little things that you're accomplishing along the way.
Yeah.
Because I think us, like, especially people that work for themselves and are gunning for ourselves, we tend to just like steamroll through it and not look back and be like, oh my God, like I need to like give myself a pat on the back for that great thing that just happened, you know?
Exactly. Because you got to live in the moment and not forget to do that. Because, and what I mean by living in the moment, people say, yeah, you know, got this done. Living in the moment is so important to be able to breathe in and take it all in. In those moments. And if, you know, if I can say that to anybody out there, I'm sure you'd say the same thing. It's just remembering, you know, that talk, remembering that conversation, getting to know that person and, you know, just having that feeling of connection, you know, with another human being. And, you know, it kind of emulates what this whole song's about too.
Come to think about it. Yeah. It's like, you know, like literally it's about curiosity is what the song's really about. And it's funny, I like you say, like, you know, artists do like a million things. Well, you know, during the pandemic, the only thing that I could do really on the evenings was bartend. So I honestly would like take a couple shifts at my friend's place just so I could get out of the house because since there's no concerts right now and all of my shows got canceled. And I would go out and I would literally just stand behind the bar and I would kind of write about whatever I was seeing kind of around me. And and then the song, it was written about curiosity and about, like, you know, that person that you're, like, really, like, attracted to, or there's this really strange connection, but you're not exactly sure if that's a good thing for you or not, but your curiosity's there. So, it kind of just sparked the whole idea for Crave.
Well, I heard this, I think it was in my interview yesterday or today, that the key to having a good write is to kind of cheat. That's what he called it, you know, cheat by listening in, you know, on some people's conversations.
Steal.
You know, who was it?
Steal.
You're just to steal, you know, just a couple sentences, like, or not like a sentence, like a couple words, you know, that you pick up on. It's like, hey, that's a cool idea, you know.
That's because people phrase things differently than you do.
Yeah,
right? So like if you And also another thing, like somebody that I've written all of my own lyrics. So, and I notice how I would phrase something that mm-hmm. like when you sit in a room with somebody and they have a way of like they're, you know what I mean? Like they just say it different. You're like, oh, yeah, that just sounds so much cooler than how I would have said it.
Yeah. And I think that's how we evolve, right? Just through life lessons and, you know, just our journey, period, in life. Yeah. And I think that's just things, certain things will stand out. But as a creative person like yourself, and being able to deliver that into your artistry and your music, you know, it's kind of a cool thing, you know, because the world is always evolving. Music's always evolving. You know, entertainment's always evolving as an entertainer. There's just so much that you can pick up, you know, along the way in journeys, you know, with people that you're opening for or people that you're playing with or sitting in a writing session with. There's just so much that's there. And just being able to remember, hey, you know what? I'm going to learn from this. What do I take out of this one? What do I take out of that? And it just makes your musical journey pretty special.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
In 2020, when you signed with MDC Music and really started to take off and make a name for yourself, and then all of a sudden the pandemic hits, and you had built such great momentum, and sitting back and having to deal with that, did you find it affected your creativity and your writing?
If anything, it kind of just like geared me into like, I don't know, thousands the next year, because I you know what, I think as a creative person, like you need to have like, well, I need to be busy. I don't know about you, but
I am John can tell you that he'd like to shoot me sometimes, because I'm always going. I'm very disciplined in what I'm doing, very focused until I get it done, and I can't rest until I get it done. I'm just one of those people.
That's awesome. Like I think the one thing, like I don't know if I'm disciplined. I think I am in a lot of ways. Like I love to go running, and those are ways that I like blow off steam, or like mm-hmm. I'm able to like have my best like brainstorms, you know. But during the beginning of the pandemic, when it was just kind of like fresh, I think everyone was a little bit more scared, I guess you could say, because mm-hmm. we obviously didn't know what the world was going to look like after. So I really took the time. I'm like, you know what? I have unlimited time right now mm-hmm. to write, to work on playing my piano better. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I would get up for the first time ever. I know this might sound really funny, but I started to make my bed every morning.
Ah. It's amazing the difference that makes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It made me feel great. I was like, I got up, made my bed, and I'm like, accomplished. And then I would go and I'd make my pot of coffee and I'd sit at the piano and I would just like sometimes just chord and sulk, or I don't know. It was just those couple hours in the morning that I took to just really like feel with an instrument mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. helped.
Yeah.
And then luckily enough, like I had a lot of creatives that, you know, that I had in my bubble, you know, my quote unquote bubble, that were like, okay, let's create. And like, this is what we're going to do. And, and also, I mean, it was crazy that, you know, before this, I would never have wanted to have a face-to-face with somebody on Zoom or FaceTime. It was not something I would do. Mm-hmm. But I've been able to collaborate with producers in the Netherlands, or, you know, like it's just really broadened the way that I can work, you know, so that's been great.
Well, it's pretty cool. Like I know that even when we first started the podcast, because we're almost at show 100, like by the time we finish this week, we're going to be pretty close to being, you know, that, you know, right.
Cool.
Since August. Oh, thank you. Like right from August last year, we haven't been doing this very long, and it's just insane. Like John's from the business and so am I. But, you know, this was just like a brainstorm that we wanted to do and just talk about music's journey in people's lives and how the lyrics affect people and how they affect the artists themselves. And we wanted to tell those stories, because I know that there's so many platforms being used right now that, you know, artists are having that change lives out there. And it's just, you know, that was the whole focus of the show. And then to, you know, to turn around and have all these intimate talks and, you know, being able to share in those little windows has been pretty amazing. And I know that you worked with producer Saint Misha, as well as on Selfish, you worked with Anthony, right? So tell us about that, because you had the Christmas and On My Mind.
Yeah. So, I mean, the great thing is right now I'm kind of in this place too, where I'm really open to like working with a bunch of people, because I mean, I consider myself to be like a chameleon in a lot of senses. And it's funny, I feel like maybe that's because of the fact, like the fashion background.
Oh, for sure.
I've always had to like take on the role of all these different people. Mm-hmm. And I find that in my music, even I write very various styles. But it, yeah, like it's been cool. Like Anthony Wright is actually an extremely talented producer, mm-hmm. but even more so a musician. Like this guy can play anything you put in front of him. And I met him when I was playing with the Mark Joseph Band. And,
oh, yes.
Once everything starts up again, that'll be something that'll continue on doing. But they do huge corporate functions and big festivals. Mm-hmm. So that's why I met Anthony. And then Misha, it's really cool. Like I have to say, my online musician community, I always am gunning for everybody on there, and vice versa. It's been a really great way through this, especially to like stay in contact and to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
Misha's somebody that I met online and just reached out to me, and I was like, yeah, let's work on something. And since then, we've become really good friends. So
that's nice, because I know this industry, like the music industry, especially the Canadian pool, is so deep. And, you know, like, it's insane, the talent that we have here in Canada. And it's really hard to get onto radio. It's really difficult because of the deep pool that we have, because of the incredible talent. How hard has it been for you? Because I know that fans only look at it, hey, it's a great record, and you get played. There's so much more to it. And being an independent artist like yourself, there's so much financially that you have into this, and just being able to write the music's one thing, then getting into a studio, it costs a fortune. And I know that there's grants there that help you like factor in so many things like that, but it's still difficult because you got to pay all the band, you know, to go from one spot to another spot, and the travel just for one trip alone. And that's why so many artists are still working. And we talk about that to the fans all the time, you know, with the digital market has helped so much, you know, and being able to reach, you know, places like the UK. And the same thing happened with our podcast. We were shocked, you know, to sit there and look at all the graphs to see exactly who we're reaching and who we're not. And this digital marketing has really helped you guys, you know, so much, this platform, the streaming platform, to reach places like the UK. And it's really nice to hear when that happens. You're probably getting hits from all over the world, like Sweden and everywhere, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's just, it's a really interesting, All of it is such a great thing. Like, I mean, the fact that we have these tools to have that, that broader market mm-hmm. is amazing. The whole radio thing, that's an interesting one, because I'm lucky enough, like, I do a lot, like, I reach out a lot on my own, and...
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to, right?
And I've been played a lot in the rotation in the Toronto surrounding area, mm-hmm. so, like, which has been so amazing, because basically what happens when you get into, like, the cities, like, they're owned by all of the big record labels, mm-hmm. so there's very little space for any emerging artists, which is such a crappy thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, it's definitely sad, because I feel like radio should kind of be like it used to be. Like, you know, play what you like. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I get annoyed when I put on the radio right now, and it's literally Ariana Grande, Dua, and Justin, and it's on rotation. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's so many people out there that are creating amazing music.
Yeah, and I think that's where the fans can make a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, if they rate your songs and share the songs, put it onto the playlist, that's the ones that are winning awards for Spotify and Amazon and Apple Music, you know, featured artist of the week. It makes all the difference in the world if a fan gets on there. And they also can call the local radio stations too and request, and they keep requesting, and it gets put into the rotation, right? Whether that's the format that the demographics were, you know, for that particular radio station, right? It makes a difference if people are requesting it.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing is, too, is, like, to support an artist is free. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just following accounts is, like, a big deal, and it helps. I also think it's really strange, because I feel like people in Canada, they don't really support their artists as well as they should. I feel like the artist community is really tight, but as far as Canadian, like, you just see it more in the States, or anybody that goes to the States and comes back. It's interesting how in Canada, I feel... Canadians don't support their artists as much as Americans do or other places in the world. I feel like it's almost like Canadian artists need to go somewhere else or have blown up somewhere else before people in Canada will actually start to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I
think it depends on the genre too, right? Yeah, because I think for whatever reasons, like I know country fans are extremely loyal. And,
true.
They're on there and they support the heck out of anybody. And they're right on there for emerging artists. It's just one of those genres that I see that is completely different. And as I said, like you're in a pool there that's, you know, it's pretty tough to break through as well. And it just takes a lot of grind and a lot of work. But what do they say? You know, could be 100 songs that you turn down for. But you know what? When it does hit, then, you know, it makes a difference. You just got to keep plugging, right?
Oh, 100%. And the thing is, too, is like, I'm not in this because it's like a hobby. It's something I love and I want, and I'm making this be everything. So the cool thing is like, yeah, it could be 1,000 songs. That's cool. I'll still be around.
Well, you're doing a great job. So let's talk about the new release that you've had and the brand new video that you've got out called Craved. You know, it's such an interesting idea that you've put out there. So tell us about your fascination with space and the idea that came, you know, to make this song.
Yeah, I mean, my fascination with space started when I was a kid, too, because my parents built this big house in the middle of nowhere, and my brother and I, we would wear our socks, and we'd go out of my parents' third-story window, and we'd climb up on the roof, and we'd lay in between these two windows that were, there was, like, this, like, little divot on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and I would lay there at night, and, like, we'd just literally sneak up there, and we'd lay there, and we'd watch the stars, and just was mesmerized by space. And then my dad, the only real television we got was Star Trek. And so Star Trek was like the one thing that we would always watch. And then growing up, I just always really loved space. I've always been really into like the paranormal and the idea that there's something else out there. I think it's pretty cool, like UFOs. Mm-hmm. So when we were making Craved, planning Craved, I really wanted to incorporate like the fifth element because I've been in love with that movie forever and I just love the character. And I just thought it'd just be kind of fun to play with like the nostalgia, the idea of an older film in the video.
Oh, very cool. And the lyrics, you know, that come across is like human touch and never having felt it before, or maybe, you know, somebody, you know, just craving human touch, period, right?
Yeah, I had some pretty big ideas for the video at the beginning, and then we had to, like, narrow it down.
They had to pull you down out of the clouds.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, okay, I'm going to be an alien that goes to another planet, and that's the idea, and I'm craving a human attention, and it's like, and then it's going to be Daniverse for world domination on billboards everywhere. Like, oh, yeah, my ideas were, like, intense.
Well, your dad's probably going, oh, this is cool.
Yeah,
this is cool.
Definitely.
What have you seen evolve throughout your experience so far in the music industry?
The interesting thing was all of the online shows. I'm like, I never really thought about that as like an option. Mm-hmm. So like people streaming online, but really doing like putting a lot into the production and creating a real show where, you know, ticketing and all that stuff. So that was interesting. That evolution was definitely
your drive-ins cool. As well. Yeah.
Yeah, because it does let you do a show here and have this professional look, but also but it being broadcast in the UK. So I think that was really neat.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely different. Definitely different. And I think everybody's gotten used to it now. But I remember, you know, the first drive-in show. You know, everybody was like, "How are we gonna do this?"
Yeah, and then, I was part of those, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, what your experience was like in comparison to a live audience to the drive-in.
Yeah, it was, you know what, it's funny, it was kind of like a little bit of a buffer. It's like, okay, I'm just staring at cars, not at people that are, like, staring at me. You know?
I can't see their expressions. I can't hear them singing my songs back. You can't feel that energy quite the same. And then you get all the honking, so then they can't hear you sing to begin with.
Exactly. Yeah, the first one was really difficult because I think they picked the hottest day of the year. It was like 32 degrees. So like people are literally just sitting in their cars blasting AC. So it was really strange. But then the second one I did that was down by the waterfront, it was actually like in the fall. So it was beautiful. Everybody's outside their cars, either on their cars or in their surrounding area.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really fun because what I did love about it is the love, like like I said, I love to support like any artist, like I really do. And during this whole showcase, there was a lot of artists that were performing, and some of them that hadn't had the experience maybe as some other people, mm-hmm. And did amazing. And what I loved about the whole idea of the cars is everyone honked, and no matter what, it felt like a big applause
yes.
for everybody that was up there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's such a nice thing. I just really enjoyed that.
It's the COVID applause. It's the COVID applause.
Honk your horns as much as you can. And, you know, it was like, oh, yeah. I was like, how loud can we be? So
we keep talking about when all this is over and the live music is just starting to open up, and let's pray it stays open. You know, everybody's going to start, you know, doing the COVID hugs, right? It's just that's the first thing everybody's going to be doing when they go to the merch tents, is, you know, hugging the artists, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So let's talk about, again, Craved and this music video, because, you know, it was pretty cool seeing the dance moves that were in there and the views that you've had for it, your vision for this video. Talk about that, because that was just released just over a week ago.
Yeah, exactly. The vision, I teamed up with Chris Dose. He's actually this really great choreographer. I wanted to incorporate dance, and it's funny because it wasn't necessarily risky, but it was definitely like a new thing to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that I'm a great dancer, but like I'm not so used to that. I was like the kid in ballet and jazz that got kicked out because I just was at my own beat, you know.
So, like many of us,
the vision was just, I wanted it to just feel cool and dark and just have these like very sensual kind of feels to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the dancers were amazing. All of these women were so cool, and being able to have a practice and to do that together with them was really fun too. It was such a fun experience, and mm-hmm. I'm really excited to incorporate that into my live shows. So that's going to be a fun new thing.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome, because it looked like so much fun. And, you know, at the same time, it's pretty special to see that vision come to life and see that finished product.
Yeah, thank you.
Very cool.
It was the dream team, I have to say.
There you go. Yeah. So let's play Craved right here, the brand new single from female pop artist Dani Doucette here on Music's Journey.
Locked in, fixated. No one else is in focus. Magnetic, there's no way to break free from your gaze. It's what you do to me.
Dancing there. That is Craved. It's the latest for Danny Doucette. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast once again. Here's your host, Kim Sear.
He dances on a regular basis in front of the mic here, and I'm going, he never stands still, not even for 2 seconds. His knees are always going. He's just like always moving.
Got the song in my head.
I think he dances to his own beat over there. We don't know what the beat is, but he dances to his own beat.
I love it.
Okay, so do you have any future projects? You're talking about new music. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, no, we're releasing another single this month, actually. It's called DITW, which is an abbreviation for Dead in the Water.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's a really fun song. I'm really excited about this. Right before talking to you, I'm charting out my whole ideas for the video. It's going to be really neat. But yeah, that song actually drops the end of this month, if not the end of this month, the very beginning of July. So
very cool. Very cool. You're going to come back and talk about it?
I'd love to.
Oh, very good. We can't wait to have you back. That's awesome. Now, I just wanted to remind everybody that if they download Craved right now, and make sure you check out the video, but download Craved right now after you've purchased it and share it and add it to your playlist. It makes all the difference in the world in how the artist rates. And those are the awards that are given out that you guys all love to see. So you know what? This is your choice. It's great. It also helps the radio stations to be able to play the songs that mean the most to you. So get out there and download Craved right now. Really cool song. You're going to love it.
Thank you.
Now, are you okay to do a couple burning questions?
Love you.
Okay. All right, I'm going to fire away. If you could describe yourself in 3 words and your music, what would it be and why?
Oof. Energetic, honest, and third word, playful.
Very cool. Okay. Yeah. Best personal trait that you love about yourself?
I love that I'm an eternal optimist.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Good girl. Okay. What is your favorite lyric of all time?
Oof, that's a good one. I love Good Mother by Jan Arden.
And she's just awarded.
By Tracy Chapman.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
That song gets me every time.
It's nice to see Jan Arden getting inducted into the Hall of Fame at the Junos the other night.
That was beautiful.
That was so cool. Top song on your playlist right now?
Oof, that's a good one. I've been cranking a lot of like EDM, maybe because it's the summers here, but I love Gold right now, and I think it's by Frank Walker.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yeah.
Very cool. Okay.
It's my running track.
Nice. Okay. Favorite animal?
My dog, Ollie.
Very cool.
He's a Brussels Griffin, and he's adorable. But if I was to have to choose like my spirit animal, I would be a playful sea otter or a peacock.
Don't you love the otters?
I do.
I love them. They are just so cute, funny. They're just so entertaining, nonstop. It just
Definitely.
there's never a break. You could just crack up laughing every time you see them move. It's like baby bears watching them play together, right?
I know. They're just so mesmerizing.
Yeah, they are. Okay, what is your most useless talent?
Oh, man, useless talent. Useless talent, that's a hard one.
Any quirks that you have that anybody at your home would turn around and say, you do this all the time. Like, what do you do that for?
Can you wiggle your ears?
You know what? I pronounce things really strangely sometimes. Like, a habit of saying anywheres or somewheres. Like, I add an S to it, and I'm like, where does this come from? Yeah, my mom's like, what do you mean, anywhere, any? I'm like, I'm sorry, Mom, I don't know. It's my own language.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, do you look at your life and goals differently and why? Because of this last year.
Yes, I definitely do. I think that, honestly, I think this last year just made me even believe even so much more to just live your life the way you want to live it, and how important it is to really value the energy and the time that you put into yourself and into your loved ones. I just think that anything's possible, and I'm just going for it full speed ahead. And this year's been a really great year in just evaluating everything in my life.
Yeah.
Like the people that are around me, the people that mean the most to me, the people that have been there for me. It just makes everything just so much, I'm just so much more grateful.
Well, we're grateful to have you on board, you know, as the female pop artist here in Canada. So thank you for sharing your incredible, incredible gift and your artistry. It's so appreciated.
Thanks, Kim, for your time. You're such a wonderful woman.
Well, we're not done yet. The one thing we've got to talk about is you raising money for wild elephants out there for Elephant Day. So talk about that.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was actually about 4 or 5 years ago now. And I was asked to donate two pieces of music towards saving elephants in Thailand. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved, elephants, everybody knows how majestic and beautiful they are, but they're also extremely smart. And the songs coincided with a documentary film called When Elephants Were Young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was actually shot by a female director.
Always cool. Always cool.
Very cool. Yeah, because there's not a lot of women in music and film. I don't know why, but
gotta support that woman power out there.
Yeah, straight up. And mm-hmm. So I was asked to donate these songs, and I did, and they did really well, and all the proceeds to the album sales and the songs, streaming, everything goes towards saving elephants in Thailand.
So. Very cool. Glad that you're doing that, because they're one of my favorites. I have so many favorite animals. I'm just an animal girl, and we're both wildlife photographers too, so that's our passion. Oh, so very cool.
That's really neat.
Danny, I have a question for you.
Sure.
How do you plan a party for an alien? You have to plan it.
Okay,
go away, dad joke.
First of all, strobe lighting.
Strobe lighting. Yeah.
Also, pick a really big field so they can park their craft.
Okay, you're putting way too much thought into this.
Yeah. Well, hey, you asked me a very specific question.
That's right. You give it to them. You give it to them.
Yeah. I love it. And, you know, and some really fun neon cocktails. And I think glow lights, for sure. We'd have to do a lot of glow lights.
I want to come to your party.
Yeah.
Wow. I wanted to be the guest on your party list.
I was not expecting that.
I think you just shocked John. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
When a joke backfires.
Yeah. See, the joke backfired on him. He's used to the dad jokes he throws into my shows, right?
Oh, and you're trying to get me on that one too, weren't you, John?
He was, but you gave it back. So, hey, you're my girl.
Yeah. Love it.
I'm gonna have her on more often.
Nice.
Okay. Well, we want to remind everybody that you can purchase Danny Doucette's brand new single, and make sure you watch for her video too, and it's called Craved. And that's on all your social streaming platforms. Rate it and add it to your playlist. And again, it really makes a difference to how this song does. So don't forget that you can call your local radio station and request it, and it will be played. So
yeah.
Do your job out there, everybody. So for Craved, and you got a brand new single coming out. Tell everybody where they can see all your latest news.
Yeah, great. Thanks. So the best way to connect with me is DannyDoucetteMusic.com. That's really where you will find all of my singles, upcoming tours, when that opens up, which will be exciting. I'm so excited for that. And also on my YouTube, if you comment on my YouTube, I always comment back. So I really love to be interactive with people that want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And my Instagram as well, Danny.underscore Doucette. So you can find me there, and let's be friends.
Perfect. And now we also remind everybody to take a snapshot of this podcast. And that way they attach your name and Music's
awesome.
Journey podcast and Now and Then magazine. And we'll give them a shout out on the next podcast. So.
Oh, for sure. Anybody that tags me too, I'll shout you out on my page as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming by and sharing a little bit about your life and a lot about your music. We love it. And we look forward to your new release next month. So you're going to come on back and we'll talk about music, lyrics, and life.
Oh, thanks. You too. Had a great time.
Okay. You take care, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Kim. Okay. Thanks,
Johnny. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, what a great show. Thank you guys for tuning in to our very special podcast today with female pop artist Danny Doucette. It was great to have her on. If you enjoyed today's show, please consider leaving us a rating and a review. The more positive the rating, the easier it is to find the show, and it really helps to grow the community that we're developing here. If you are somebody new that has recently found our podcast, welcome. We're really excited to have you here, so please make sure you subscribe and stay tuned to our future episodes. If you are listening, take a screenshot of this podcast and post it on your Instagram story and hashtag Music's Journey Podcast and Now and Then Magazine, as well as Danny Doucette. She will love that and she will tag you back as well. We've got some great shows that are coming up here for you. We have Jason Blaine, Dan Davidson, Jamie Warren, Kea. Oh man, what a talent that young girl is. The Heels are back. Mac London. Weapons are going to be coming back. Siva Lane will be here and Carly Akins. We have so many more coming up. Oliver Charles as well. So lots to hear. So we really look forward to having you back. And thank you once again for allowing us into your home and anywhere that you're listening to this podcast. Stay safe out there. I'm your host, Kim Sear, here on Music's Journey. We'll catch you on the next one.
Once again, thank you to Danny Doucette for chatting with us today on Music's Journey. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Google Podcast, Amazon Music, Spotify, Deezer, Player FM, TuneIn and Alexa, and Podchaser. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.